This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue and recovery efforts continue after the nation's deadliest wildfires in more than a century. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
The whole town of Lahaina is no more.
A historic town of more than 13,000 people on Maui. Fleetwood Mac drummer Mick Fleetwood lamenting to Sky News the loss of nearly every building in the old town, a place where he often performed at his Front Street restaurant.
Nothing can prepare you for what I saw.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell toured Lahaina over the weekend.
Our focus is on making sure that we are doing everything we can to account for everybody that has been unaccounted for.
Criswell says it's dangerous going for the cadaver dogs searching for them. She says FEMA has started giving displaced residents $700 each to cover emergency needs and is helping them find housing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia said one of its patrol ships fired warning shots at a cargo vessel in the Black Sea on Sunday. Actions Ukraine condemned as provocative on Monday.
In a statement late on Sunday, a Ukrainian deputy prime minister called on the International Maritime Organization to react firmly and suggested ships should adjust their course to minimize the risk of Russian interference. The incident has cast a pall over plans for a humanitarian corridor in the Black Sea to release cargo ships trapped in Ukraine's ports since the outbreak of war. A local news agency said on Saturday that Ukraine has started registering ships willing to use the corridor, though shipping and insurance sources have expressed concerns about safety.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting, and this is VOA News. Poland's security agency says it has arrested two Russian citizens suspected of having been spreading propaganda for Russia's Wagner mercenary group. The Internal Security Agency said Monday the men were acting on behalf of Russia's secret services and were distributing leaflets in Warsaw and Krakow and advocating joining the mercenaries and spreading their propaganda. The men identified only as Alexei T. and Andrei G. were to receive the equivalent of about $5,000 for their work. They were arrested on allegations of working for foreign intelligence and participation in an organized group having terrorist goals. If convicted, they could face up to 10 years in prison. A grand jury in the state of Georgia that has been investigating former U.S. President Donald Trump over his efforts to undo the 2020 election results in that state has returned an indictment. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
It remains unclear who has been named in the indictment. Documents were presented by the county court's clerk to the Fulton County judge, who for months has been presiding over the investigation.
Mr. Royals, everything went as it should have in front of the grand jury?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Grand jury heard from witnesses into the evening in the election subversion investigation into Donald Trump. The long day of testimony was punctuated by the mysterious and brief appearance on a county website of a list of criminal charges against the former president that prosecutors later disavowed. I'm Norman Hall.
Tesla has introduced new standard range Model S and Model X cars in the United States, priced at $78,000 and $88,000 respectively. This is according to the electronic car maker's website on Monday. It is said that Tesla has been launching several new vehicles as of 2023 and more coming in 2024. Recapping our top stories, rescue and recovery efforts continue after the nation's deadliest wildfires in more than a century, which occurred in the U.S. state of Hawaii. And Poland's security agency says that it has arrested two Russian citizens suspected of having been spreading propaganda for Russia's Wagner mercenary group. Again, the Internal Security Agency said Monday that the men were acting on behalf of Russia's secret services and were distributing leaflets in Warsaw and Krakow. The men, identified only as Alexei T. and Andrei G., were to receive the equivalent of about $5,000 for their work. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.